This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by LSI. It's Wednesday, April 9th. I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net. We're here in Orlando, Florida, podcasting from the Storage Networking World Conference at the Shingle Creek Resort. You can subscribe at SNWSpotlight.com to get all our reports, or SMS the word SPARK to the number 72648. At their booth at Storage Networking World this week, the Fiber Channel Industry Association presented two real-world technology demonstrations, Fiber Channel over Ethernet and 8-gig Fiber Channel.
One of the most interesting things around 8-gig is not the fact that it doubled its speed again.
Greg Schultz is an analyst with the Storage I.O. Group.
Most people say, we don't even need a fraction of that speed. We don't have that much bandwidth. But the thing with 8-gig is you get lower latency, faster response time. You get quicker access to information.
And that's created quite a buzz around 8-gig fiber channel in a market that is, according to Tom Hammond-Dole of the FCIA, facing a perfect storm of several key factors.
One of them is the virtual OS market, where you're starting to have multiple machines operating on one server, and each one of those machines needs to be able to access its own storage. We're also having the multiple core processors on the servers come into play. And then there's also the new servers that are coming out that are pretty much constrained on slots. They only have like one slot available. So between virtual server, multi-core, and slot limited, the 8-gig fiber channel is really filling the need for what's being seen in the market today.
Greg Schultz says don't forget to add price into the formula.
The price points are now under $1,000, into the hundreds of dollars.
As for fiber channel over Ethernet, Schultz says the advances are getting us one step closer to a unified network.
It's taking complexity out of the equation. It's taking costs out of the equation. So it's allowing better scaling.
Again, Tom Hammond-Dole.
There are some server farms that have 40, 50, 60,000 servers. And the number of servers grows, along with the amount of storage that's growing. All of that feeding the fiber channel market and keeping it very healthy.
So as storage continues to double every 2 or 3 years, expect 8-gig fiber channel and fiber channel over Ethernet to continue to grow along with it. Another area around which there's significant buzz was the topic of a tutorial this morning at SNW, solid-state storage for the enterprise. Woody Hutzel, Executive Vice President of Texas Memory Systems, and Brian McCain, storage architect for LSI Corporation, gave the presentation. Catherine Girardot reports on the state of solid state.
Today, if you have a performance-intensive application, you can satisfy that performance requirement at a lower cost with solid-state disks than you can with other solutions.
Woody Hutzel. Brian McCain explained why the relatively expensive solid-state storage is getting so much buzz in the enterprise market.
Hard drives' performance isn't scaling as fast as the capacity is going up. So as they grow in greater capacity, there'll be more and more solutions where the price point for a solid-state drive will be a better solution for a performance-oriented application than a hard drive.
In what situations would a business want to use solid-state disks? Woody Hutzel.
What we are tending to find with our solid-state disk systems is they're accelerating online transaction processing systems. These tend to be mission-critical applications that are at the core of what makes a business profitable. And so if we can take some part of that data and make it faster and in turn speed up that application, then we're helping that company grow and helping it differentiate itself versus its competitors. And that'll continue to be how solid-state disks are used in the enterprise. And the decreasing price will just let more people into that, you know, as a strategy.
Hutzel and McCain gave a few tips to enterprise customers on how to decide whether or not solid-state storage is the right solution.
It's important to keep in mind that an enterprise storage solution is different than the kind of drive you would put in a laptop computer. They have different performance metrics, they have different cost metrics, and really different usage characteristics. As a result, they should expect to see a variety of options in the market, but they'll need to take a look at each drive to see which category they fall into. The second thing we would say is that they need to look for now on an application basis to see which of their applications can benefit from the acceleration available from faster storage.
Not only is there a huge variance in the different performance of the different solid state, both technologies and the drives made with each technology, but the performance characteristics of a single drive can vary depending on workload. You really need to know what workload you're trying to accelerate before you go out and pick the technology and the drive that you want to work with.
The technology is here, the usages are being defined, and the marketplace is expanding to give enterprise customers more choices. So you can expect to hear more about solid-state storage over the next few months. For SNW Spotlight, I'm Catherine Giraudot in Orlando.
That does it for this edition of SNW Spotlight. On our next show, we'll have a wrap-up of the week's events. Go to SNW Spotlight to subscribe to our programs and look for some RSS feeds and blogs from major vendors. If you want to hear all of our programs, you can get them on your mobile device. Text SPARK to 72648. I'm Paul Landcourt with PodTech.net. Thanks for listening.